Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer.
Sir.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
We're waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over.
Mr. Jackson,
sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see you today. Ian Laird's.
Starring Gary Dorden from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of George Jackson University Radio. I'm your host, Brother John Aku. I'm also joined online by my fellow host, Brother Bomani Shakur. We have another informative show lined up for you today. Before we get to our informative guest, I just want to take a time to just briefly talk about current events. I'm sure as many of you have already heard, there's been another murder by the police against an African-American male, and he was, of course, acquitted of the murder. I was watching the video earlier today. I mean, it's like things are so bad. I mean, the guy told the police that he had a gun. You know, he was a lawful concealed weapons, you know, had a license to conceal carry, and he told the police he had a gun. He was in the car with his girlfriend and his child, and the police are so damn scared. This is just a principle of black man. They shoot him anyway when he was going for his wallet. I mean, it was recorded. The girlfriend was recording the whole thing. The dash cam video called it, and the guy still got off free. You know, it's like nothing in America has changed for the black man since Emmett Till, where it can be clear as day, you know, someone kills a black man. And, you know, if you're law enforcement, if you're white, in this case, this guy was a white Hispanic, got off scot-free. I heard, I think I was reading, that the police allowed him to voluntarily resign from the force, which didn't really mean anything, because amongst law enforcement, there's this thing called precinct hopping. I mean, not precinct hopping, where basically the jurisdiction hopping, where they let go from one police agency, they just go to another one and get picked up. So it's like they have a license to kill, basically. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you can do everything right, and still your life is always in the crosshairs being a black man in America. You know, people want to talk about this post-racial America since the election of the first African-American president. It means very little. If anything, things may have gotten worse since Obama was elected. They was like, wow, you know, black people really got out of their place, and now we've got to put them back in their place. You know, I'm just ridiculous. You know, I'm just tired of it. You know, we try to stand up with Black Lives Matter. They want to label a group a terrorist group. It's like, as long as we stay in our place, our so-called place, we're fine. But anytime we try to demand our citizenship and demand it to be treated as a human being, there's a problem. So I can go on about this all day, so I don't want to, you know, get on my soapbox about this issue, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, I just don't really know what to say. I'm just at a loss of words, because just like a month before this, that female police officer in Texas get off of shooting a black man who's walking away from each other, walking away from her with his hands up. She, quote, feared for her life. So it's just like, law enforcement has this thing, it's just like we're animals, and that's how they treat us, you know, and it's just like there's no justice for a black man in America. I mean, people have been saying this since the 60s, well, before, and here he is in 2017, still facing the same thing. I mean, before there was no video cameras, not even with video cameras and cell phone video, still can't get justice, and this is, just don't know what the end result of this is going to be, but I got a feeling it's not going to be good. So, with that said, I'm going to, you know, get off my soapbox about this issue. I'm going to pass it over to my brother, Bomani Shakur. Are you online, good brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am, brother. Yes, I am, brother. You know, man, it's always a pleasure to be on this platform, man. It's always a privilege, man, to be able to use this platform as a way to propagate our propaganda when it comes to New Africa and African issues, man, in regards to our people struggling liberation, man. And all the various levels of it, I'm not feeling too good tonight. I went to the doctor earlier today, man, but I'm still gonna do what I do, you know. Be on for a brief time, man, and tonight on the show, I'd like to bring on two of my personal comrades, man, who has been contributing, putting a lot of work into the community, making the community healthy, clean, and safe, organizing, doing events, you know. They're trying to get the people hope and aspiration, man. That's what it's all about, man. Try to educate them as much as possible. Let them be a know our issue that we're facing as a group of people, and suck on the goals and objectives and solutions to the couple of issues that we have as social scientists, right? I'd like to bring on to the show tonight, Atadwe Shakur and Rada Kevlon. How y'all brother doing?
Peace and power.
Okay.
And happy summer solstice.
Happy summer solstice. No doubt, brother. You know, that's what's up, man. We're going to start with you first, brother. You know, introduce yourself to the people, man. Tell them a little about your background, man, who you are, man.
Okay, I'm Comrade Roddy. I'm known by many as Blackfish, 2Ks, no C, capital L, one word, yes ma'am, every time. I'm a poet, spoken word artist, also a community activist. That's where the name Blackfish comes from my, that's my stage name, but it's also part of my personality. And I've been organizing with the PPI for, PPI, that's People's Party for Independence. I think almost a year now.
Indeed,
yes, sir.
Brother. Good organizer with your brother too. Indeed, brother. Can you tell the people what your name means?
Oh yeah, Roddy. Roddy is Swahili for thunder. I guess you'd call it my intake process into the illustrious PPI. We practice a community speech, and doing a community speech, so I'm a very esoteric individual. And while I was giving the community speech, when I opened my mouth before I could speak, and it was on my mind, what would my Swahili name, or what name, what Swahili vibration would I choose to as my title or as my name. And when I opened my mouth before any sound could project from my voice, we heard this amazingly loud, thunderous roar come out from the heavens. And my eyes got bucked and looked at all the comrades. And I was like, you know what? Whatever Swahili for thunder is going to be my name. So thus I was named Roddy. And, of course, the Al-Kabalan surname that you put on us that shows la familia ties.
True indeed, brother. Can you tell the people more about the cultural aspects of PPI and why PPI, People Out of Independence, are important to the people as a form of culture, and why is it important for the people to be educated? in general in regards to history and political education, whether it's our African culture, the culture is centered around our people?
I want to make sure I'm answering every part of your question. First and foremost, it is the utmost importance to be educated and to be liberated. You know, Bob Marley said, you know, mental slavery, we have to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. Brother Malcolm, or I shall say to both those strong brothers, but Brother Malcolm said one of the greatest mistakes we've ever made was trying to organize sleepy people around specific issues, and you have to wake the people up first. So the education is paramount to moving forward into organizing. What makes the PPI so imperative, such a key component to our liberation, is because we are just that. We are the people. You know what I'm saying? We are the people. The party alluding to a gathering or a coming together of multitudes of people, of our people. You know what I'm saying? And then independence, that's what we're coming together for. I've heard some crazy things in my life. One of the craziest things I've ever heard was, I'm not fighting for freedom, I'm fighting for equality. And, geez, when I heard that, you know, our people, we are far gone in many aspects of just life and civility. And as Dr. Carter G. Woodson said, is that too often we lose moral courage trying to compromise, as in to say that, you know, instead of standing up for ourselves and sometimes not even ourselves, just for what's right, we won't do so in the hopes that we'll make some evil people, some sinister people, less angry or less evil. Like, well, maybe if I just agree with them, you know, they won't lynch nobody today. But the PPI is important because it's the movement. It's the movement. As has been said by many revolutionaries, I believe most notably by Kwame Ture, you can kill a revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution. And so we are the revolution. We are the promise of our ancestors. We are the future of our past, and we are the foundation for which the future that is yet to come will build upon. And that's why we're important, because free the land, free the people, you know what I'm saying, free your mind. That's how we get down. You want to elaborate on the culture aspect, what makes culture so important, and the reason why culture is important, because culture, there's a set of common customs, or is plainly put, culture is things that people do that when they do them, they directly benefit the people doing them. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why that's important is because we have too much wasted motion. There's too much wasted energy. And when I say wasted motion or wasted energy, I mean we're breaking our backs and working ourselves to the bone for Christmas and for Christmas presents, to where our community doesn't directly see any benefits outside of vain gratification coming from material gifts. Now, I'm not up here to say that materialism or material gifts is not African or not righteous, you know what I'm saying, because who has ever been more decked out in gold and rubies and gems than us? But at the same time, throughout the circulation of, you know, sense of currency, of commerce in general, and the trading, some our people, our community, always benefited. So if you were to go buy gold, you were buying from somebody who bought from people who mined in the community, and they bought from people. You know, it just goes on and on, from jewelry makers and blacksmiths, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So we were all benefiting from that. But when you go out to buy a new game system, you go out to buy a PlayStation, yeah, Japan is benefiting, America is benefiting, you know what I'm saying, but not Black America, or not the Africans throughout the diaspora. None of us are benefiting, and because of that, we have to find what can we do with our everyday lives, because just as the word diet, right, so I'm real, you know, I love etymology, and the word diet will take you back to a way of life. Now, the way we use it commonly today is like something I'm going to do for 2 weeks. But diet means a way of life. And so that's what revolution is. Revolution, and that's what culture is. It's a way of life. It's not something that you, oh, well, I'm going to try it out, see how it works. And then, you know, in 2 weeks or before my 30 days is up, I'm going to give it back. If I, you know, there's just not something that you can do. And so culture is important because it's about a way of life, and it's about approaching life as our ancestors would have, and our ancestors approach life, like I said, in a very esoteric manner, which is a lot less spooky than what it sounds, because we are forced to use words like esoteric. But we say this month, that month all the time, but then as soon as someone says something about a new moon, people get spooked out. But that's okay. You have, you know what I'm saying? We have been culturally castrated, and so it's about reclaiming ourselves and our people through our everyday lives and making it a way of life as opposed to a fad, you know, because it's become cool to say words, buzzwords like conscious or woke, you know. But this ain't about looking cool, even though revolution, excuse my language, is the coolest shit out right now. That's the coolest shit you can.
Yeah, you're right about that, bro. You're right about that. I'm going to jump to Tadre right there, but before I jump to him, man, by you mentioning the coach, man, I want you to share one of your poems, man, share one of your poet expressions, man.
Okay. So just like that, we put Black Fist on the spot. I'm okay with it.
On the spot, bro.
It seems we feel freedom more than enslavement. Turn our backs on Zion while welcoming the agents. In this matrix, facts make us uncomfortable. Ignorance is now honorable. Intellect is just a fancy way of saying regurgitating information. Because education teaches job application, not creation. It's amazing. I wonder why our minds have been taken, shaped in. The likeness of evildoers now revered as great men. Thinking is a sign of rebellion. Whether intimidated by hell or bribed with heaven, when our children go up and ask why we sit idly by and did nothing, what the fuck will we tell them? But that won't be my cross to bear. My purpose has already been nailed in. Individuality is now doing the same thing slightly differently. Creativity is the enemy. Conformity, the desired imagery. One for all, literally. Your perceptions are formed for you. Knowledge of the highest deception would floor you. I implore you, read a motherfucking book. The destruction of Black civilization, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, the miseducation of the Negro. Stop calling your ancestors slaves. They were enslaved. There's a difference, one that we should know. Similar to being American and living in America. Do you not care enough? Do I care too much? My rage is turning up and I'm running out of fucks. Black bodies been piling up. Your weed ain't loud enough to mask the stench of unjust death, especially for the purposes of organ harvesting. First you shun my rights, then you deny me my oxygen. Ah, Kane, continue to take this manure. I will take a day off, but I never knew a brother named Bueller, so I stay aggressive as a cougar, standing out like a pimped out Pontiac, because the American dream requires you to be sleep, so I guess this is the confession of an insomniac. What if there were no niggas, only Massachusetts now? I stay woke. What if there were no niggas, only Massachusetts now? I stay woke. There you go, Bless His Baby, live and direct. PPI fly. Ooh, I had handling the business, need a PPI tie. Ooh.
I can dig it, Conrad. I can dig it, man. That was a beautiful expression, that man. Get your daughter, Conrad. Conrad, Taj away.
Yes, sir, Conrad.
All right. Yeah, Conrad, tell the people a little about yourself, man, for me. Go in on a little bit about it. Tell the people about it. Let's say who you are, man. What you stand for, man. What you about, man.
Okay, well, I've been on the show a couple times. I'm brother Padre, and I'm a part of the People's Party for Independence. We just here trying to help keep the community safe, clean, and organized. Trying to help invest back into the community in which we stay. Trying to develop the community trying to do all the things necessary to own, operate, and control where we stay so that we could try to fight the oppression, the poverty, and all the injustices that we face daily.
True indeed, true indeed. Well, as you mentioned that, man, you said trying to build a community. Can you tell us any current events, any current programs that event taking place in regards to building the community and why?
Okay. Well, right now we're having a campaign to help raise $20,000 to put back into a black community down here in Columbus, Georgia. We're going to start in one community and we're going to go to community, but we got to have at least one prototype. In Columbus, the kids are living at about a little bit above 40% rate of poverty. And we understand that crime is a derivative of poverty, and poverty isn't an accident, it's man-made. The government in Columbus is consolidated, so a lot of things that they could help with, they won't, just because they can do mainly what they want to do because of the consolidation. But what we do is, instead of asking them to help us, we help ourselves, because it's 80,000 plus black people in Columbus, Georgia, and we feel and we know if we could get to at least 20,000 of them and ask them for $1, if each one of these people can contribute $1 into uplifting and reinvesting into the community, that we could help raise enough money to get this program or this initiative started, where we can create community centers for the kids to keep them off the streets. We can start owning the houses and land inside of our communities, and we can also start to build some type of infrastructure or jobs or businesses inside of the community where we can employ our people and, you know, take some of this unemployment rate down and make sure that we can keep the crime rate down so we can keep our people out of prison and make sure that we can educate the youth so that they can be able to come back to invest into the community after they become successful.
True indeed. If an individual wanted to donate or invest or participate in this campaign, how could an individual participate in this campaign?
Well, online we have a GoFundMe, and you can find it at our Facebook page, the People's Party for Independence on Facebook. And you can go online and donate, or if you're in the area, you can get in contact with one of the members of the PPI, and you can directly give your donation to one of the members.
True indeed. As I look at society, right? I look at society, you know, and I see it's a lot of people out here doing things. Individually, right, and a lot of people doing things collectively. Now, the way I'm looking at it, I feel like if it got to be more consolidation around particular goals and aims, and people got to be on the same level, the same perspective, look for the same goals, right? So I ask you, what is your definition of organizing?
Well, in the aspect of what we do community organizing, and organizing is nothing but a group of people coming together for a common purpose, and you're going to organize around that common purpose. That's really what organizing is. But for us, we want to be young black successful entrepreneurs. And Dr. Claude Anderson said, in order to be successful as a black entrepreneur, you have to have a market. And the people that we offer our products to are black people. So instead of wishing or hoping black people will buy our product, we are going to build a community around what we do already and offer our products to the people within that community and then give them the opportunity to work in that community because we're going to be giving the money back. So we're going to organize around people problems or black people problems and community problems, and that's our common goal as the PPI. So whenever we're not hosting events or whenever we're not talking to the people, we're always raising money to reinvest into the community.
True, indeed. And this campaign is a campaign geared toward a socialist way of life, or is it capitalistic? What is the program geared toward? What type of political line is the program geared toward?
The closest thing to the way of life that we had prior to being invaded was more of a socialist type of system. But the type of Marxist social system that they talk about, it's a white man type of system. We know that we have to use a scientific approach to our socialist type of community we're going to try to build, because we don't want it to be like the white man's, because the white man, he'll mess up a good dream. And once we take that scientific approach, we start building around the things that are necessary for us, what makes sense for us, and we build our community based on that principle, scientific socialism.
Hold on, man. This man said, the white man can mess up a good dream.
Turn into a nightmare, man.
That's right.
Yeah, I already know.
That was just a highlight. Y'all was just an ally. Like that one just said.
I feel you, Conrad. Yeah. Hey, could you tell us more about some of the beliefs and ideology of the people out of independence, in order to let the people know exactly what you're standing for, what you're moving for, and objectives and aims, you know, and something to look forward to if it anticipating or contemplating becoming a member or joining the struggle or contributing to it. Let people know what we look forward to.
Well, we are a political organization. We want to be the voice of the people of where we at. Our people have no political representation. The city representatives, they feel that they can do whatever. They can always offer us broken promises, never hold their end of the bargain, because we don't stand together as a people and have one political voice. So we want to help be that political voice, because we know that politics is a war without bloodshed, and war is war with bloodshed. So first, we're going to try to come out, make a political stance, and saying that this is what we want, this is how we're going to get it, and we're going to get that by any means necessary. And a lot of our people say, well, is that violence? And I like a line from Brother Fred Hampton, and Fred Hampton said, these people have set up a problem, and they set up a problem, and it makes me have to deal with them violently. You know, I had to disagree with them violently. Not that I want to, but we have a disagreement, and the only way to come to a common ground or to get our point across is to disagree violently. And sometimes it comes to that, and sometimes it don't. So, but you can't be scared to die, because if you're scared to die, you're dead already. So we want to try to be a political organization that stands up for the rights of the people. And once we stand up for the rights of the people, then we build a community. And once we build a community, we have this jurisdiction around what we want our community to look like, safe, clean, and organized, you know, how we want our businesses, how we going to invest, and then how we going to have our youth set up. And then we want to politically strengthen the people as far as giving them being voter registrators, you know what I mean, making sure that they're aware of being able to vote, being aware of what they're voting for, making sure that their local representatives don't try to do anything they want to pass these unjust laws because the people are not paying attention. So we want to make sure that our people are politically aware, they're economically strong, what they can do for themselves. And our platform is Deep Sea, defense, education, economics, politics, and culture. So we try to deal with these five principles on a daily, no matter what community, no matter what situation we're in. We try to incorporate Deep Sea because if we can control those five principles, we'll be able to control our community. Of course, there's other factors that go inside of building that community and communicating and structure. But if you could just control those five principles, you'll be able to have some type of structure for your community, some type of platform to build off of so that you could try to fight against some of these injustices. And as far as joining the party, and the book Blood in My Eye by Brother George Jackson, Conrad George said that everybody claimed to know what the white man or the enemy was of, but they was never prepared when the white man came. He said, so in our organization, we just don't let anybody join. Because if anybody can join your organization, it's easy for you to be infiltrated. So in order to join our organization, you would have to know someone. You would have to been organizing and working around someone and been in contact with someone, you know, to make sure that you're serious, because this is a commitment. Like Conrad Rotter said, this is a lifestyle. This is not a fad. This is not what we do for fun. We're not just, you know, doing this for recreation. We really put our life on the line, and we really protect the people. We're really trying to build infrastructures where we can get, you know, financially stable, where we can have some type of freedom in this society. And, you know, we don't need people that's coming to play. We don't need people that's not dedicated. So before we get into what to be mad at our people, we'll just filter them all out, and the only the strong will survive.
No doubt on that. I want to thank you. I want to thank you and Brother Rotter for coming on to the show, being our guest, man. So you know, we don't understand it with the people, your story. But at this time, I'm going to pass it on to Conrad Jonaku, and they open a line to her, some listener call to ask questions, make statements, man.
Okay. I'm going to start opening up the lines. Okay. All right, we have a caller. We have a caller from the 909 area code. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
No, I don't have any comment. Hi, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm just listening to thank you. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Right.
Okay, we have a caller from the 678 area code. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
That's a lot.
Caller from the... Okay, we have a caller from the 213 area code. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, my name is Bless You Cole. I'm actually just kick back, you know, enjoying the show, listening to the brothers, and all the things he was speaking on, enjoying the brother poem he had laced us with. I'm really digging that. You know, I'm just downloading right now, man. I'm just downloading. I'm gonna be here, you know, until the end. So I'm just downloading, man, to join y'all brothers, man. You know, dropping the jewels and everything, man.
Hey, brother, what area code is it? 213.
This is Cali area code.
Is what? Oh, Cali.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was up. We digital, baby. We all in Cali.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. But I appreciate what y'all dropping, man. You know, a lot of people really need to hear what y'all saying. And especially, but I actually just shared a post on my page. I believe it was this week. With the guy getting off on killing the black guy, or whatever, man. You know, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to come up with some type of solution because
didn't that been happen though?
Yeah, it been happened, but I think he just got off on it recently, I believe.
But you know what? That to me, that's like he's already gotten off because that happened so long ago. The fact that they had to tell us that he just got off now was them just like, you know what, let's just die down. And see, this is why we have to say that it's a lifestyle, because if it's not a lifestyle, then it's reactionary. And if it's reactionary, all they have to do is postpone the trial, postpone the hearing, and then they can give us however disappointing news that they want to give us, and they'll be like, well, the sentences ain't as high as they were when the incident first happened, so we can get away with it like that. And you know what I noticed? I noticed that they preview what they do or what they're going to do in Hollywood, right? And we know the history, you know, Hollywood, breaking that down to the silver screen and the Merlin tree that he made his wand, the wizards made his wands from the tree of Holly or the Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? So all that. In the movie Shaft, that's exactly what they did. Because you remember Christian Bale, who you know, our people love now because he played Batman with the raspy voice. You know what I'm saying? When Heath Ledger was a Joker too, because that was one of the top Batmans, ain't gonna front. But love Christian Bale, but he was in that movie with Samuel Jackson, and remember he killed Mekhi Phifer's character in the beginning of the movie. Now this is before it just became commonplace to find dead brothers on the street at the hands of pale people in such an open and way that it was obvious. It was disrespectfully obvious that we all knew or know who killed this brother, but nothing is being done about it. And in that movie, which I seen that movie as a foreshadowing that was what to come, because he kills him. It is very obvious that he kills him. Shaft, who's played by Samuel L. Jackson, now this is getting rabbit hole continue to get deeper, because Samuel L. Jackson, along with other coincidences, well, I don't accept coincidences in life, but not only mentioning some of the, I can go on about the movie and what and the roles that he's played or the different things that he did in the movie to support my theory, but furthermore, remember, it was Samuel L. Jackson who was one of the first, if not the first person, to come out and say that after Trayvon Martin, after he was slain and George Zimmerman got off for it, Samuel L. Jackson was one of the first black celebrities to come out publicly and say it's open season on black boys. He said that. And he was also in this movie on Samuel L. Jackson that I'm seeing as a precursor or as a foreshadowing to this phenomenon. You know what I mean? So it was like, and I'm not even saying like, oh, man, he was already off, so, you know, it's not even that important. But what I am saying is this is why it can't be reactionary. See, like Emmett Till's mother said that she always looked at racism as a Southern problem, something that we had to deal with down here, because, you know, we in Georgia. And so, but, you know, Emmett Till was in Mississippi, and she said, but now I realize it's an all-of-us problem, and that's what we need collectively, to realize it's an all-of-us problem. And so if it's an all-of-us problem, it's going to take an all-of-us solution. You understand what I'm saying? If it's all of us that's on this phone, if it's five grown men in a house and we hungry and all of us need to eat, what sense does it make for two of us to work? Or what sense does it make for two of us to go outside and plant? Because that's the original expression of work. Is getting out the dirt, like, but literally, not figuratively, like I'm getting out the dirt, like, oh, I'm in the hood, I ain't got nothing. Literally getting out the dirt because you are growing everything that you need. We have everything that we need right here on this planet. And that's why they don't want us to be natural. And not only our hairstyle, but in our lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? We looking at sisters.
And if they not natural, we playing them to the side. But we ain't living natural. And I ain't trying to down the brothers. I ain't trying to down the sisters. But what I am saying is that's why they ball move. The movement in Philadelphia led by John Africa, that's why. He said leave all this alone. They can have all their technology. They can have all of it. We can get back to nature. And then look at Metal Netta. Metal Netta, what is language of God? So, and Netta being the God. When I'm saying being the God, I'm saying Netta meaning God. So the translation. And that's NTR with no vowels. You add vowels, you get nature. You put A in between the N and the T, U in between the U and U in between the T and the R, and then the E after the R. You get nature. And I'm saying nature is how we become God. It's how we become one with God. And so that's why it has to be. That's why revolution has to be natural. You feel me? It can't be something that we just want to do. We just want to do to say that we not like them. It can't be something that you claim just because you don't go to church anymore. It can't be something you do when you're trying to hook up with a sister with some wooden earrings.
True indeed.
Okay. This is life. This is life.
All right. Okay, we have a caller from the 614 area code. Question or comment? Your mic is open.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you,
yes,
Mama Gandhi. We got you.
This is Mama Gandhi. I trust everybody as well as can be expected under the imperialist circumstances.
Realize us.
We will win the war. To our two guests, thank you very much for being here this evening. I'm enjoying listening to you. When you speak, this is my response. Enet neter itayem keperon. Since y'all were talking about that, I figured I would give you back and be reciprocal on that
type
of energy.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Oh, my goodness. That felt so good.
Yeah, that kind of energy coming from the chair and my art and the medu, the oracles, the truth, and the most high. Those are our weapons. Not very many people talk about the spiritual weapons that we have. We at war.
Right.
We're supposed to use everything at our disposal. Absolutely everything. I have 14 children. My youngest son, part of his name is Ma'atia Neter. We realize he has an issue with telling the truth. He lies. So we put him in a situation where his dilemma is always going to be internal. His struggle is not going to be with somebody else. It's going to be with himself. Ma'ati Abneter, one who speaks only the truth, the word of the Most High. So we have to get back to being Africans. Because in doing that, in living that, we have the answer to all our problems. I appreciate what you have shared so far, and I'm going to relinquish the mic and listen some more, and I will probably come back and say something else as a response to you. Oh, and by the way, I'm a poet. I love the poetry.
Thank you.
Pardon myself, I'm on the comment. Can you get Conrad's a brief history of who you are, so they know who you're talking to?
I'm an elder. How old are y'all?
I am 29 by Earth years.
And I am 27.
I thought you were going to say my Earth years.
That's beautiful. I kind of measured right around there, but I wasn't sure because y'all voices sound very, very youthful. And I have 14 children from the ages of 52 to 26. So when I hear young people speaking the way y'all, excuse me? When I hear young people speaking the way y'all do, I'm really, really proud. Very proud. Let's see if I can give you a 30-second soundbite of who I am. I started doing work in this struggle from about age 12. I became a Garveyite, a Moore, Black Panther Party member, Black Liberation Army member. I worked for the Black Power Conference in Philadelphia, 18th and Diamond, Church of the Advocate. I became a conscious citizen, 1969, of the Provisional Government, Republic of New Africa. I'm a MOVE supporter. I ended up living here in Ohio as a result of me being supportive of MOVE. The Philadelphia police kicked my doors in, came in on horseback, trampled me and my daughters and beat me into miscarriage. So as a result of that, I moved here. When I got here and continued to do the work that our people need, the state of Ohio decided to attack me. And as a result of that, I'm now in a wheelchair, blind, no teeth. And but I'm still committed to doing the work. My history includes co-founding 5 independent African-centered schools, Pan-African schools, K-12, and co-authoring a curriculum of the same. Delivering hundreds of babies at home for African and Black families across the country. And that gives you a brief idea. I sing in 13 languages. I've written 11 books. I'm a priestess of 4 different African spiritual systems. I only pray in African languages. I speak 3, a little raggedy, but, you know, folks who speak those languages have a clue about what I'm saying. That gives you some idea. That's just a soundbite. And I thank you for listening to me.
Thank
you. Your soundbite, tell me again, your soundbite is profoundly glorious. I couldn't think of a better word. I'm so honored to even exchange words with you right now. Thank you so much for your energy, sister.
I relinquish the mic.
That's right. Well,
for money. That's what I call that.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me, man.
No doubt, man. Yeah, no problem, man. No issue, man. Thank y'all for coming on, man.
I'm saying beautiful experiences from the jump. You know, it's just good to be around this revolutionary energy. Not even just revolutionary energy. You know what I'm saying? Because, like Chase said, the revolutionary is born out of love. So it's just a lot of love when you're around like-minded individuals, you know, because we are all fueled from a place of love. And it's a, not just, but it's a beautiful energy. And I'm basking in it. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And Mama Gandhi just blessed my entire existence.
True indeed, correct.
dog, Conrad.
Seriously, man. It made me just, like, I'm really over here in the frame of mind to where I'm like, man, I'm complaining about certain things or making mountains, certain obstacles. There are obstacles that are more of an inconvenience than they are, you know, a threat. And the sister just said, first of all, she only prays in African languages, but beyond that, she said she's in a wheelchair, she's blind, and she's beat into a miscarriage. And I was angry about a weekend.
All right. Okay. You say what? All right. John, if you got any more calls, brother?
No, like I said, everybody's, all mics are open at this point. If anyone has a question or comment, they can feel free. All mics are open. But I think we get all the callers in.
You know, I told you I'm not feeling too good, man. I gotta be my strength up. Be my strength up.
You don't sound too well either, good brother. Well, we're about an hour in, so I guess we can end the show early tonight. Cause, you know, you don't sound too well at all, good brother.
Yeah, you know, if y'all want to continue on, man, y'all can do so, man. You know, but I'm gonna get my, I'm gonna be my strength up, man. Yeah.
Right.
My organ.
Right, I hear you. You definitely got to take care of yourself, good brother. So, with that being said, I'd just like to thank our two guests who came on. Thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedules to share some wisdom with us. I would like to thank everyone who called in with a question or comment. And I'd like to thank everybody who's just out there listening. Tune in next week. We have another informative episode of George Jackson University for you. Until then, any closing words, Brother Bomani?
I want to commend your brother for their efforts and they continue education and work in the struggle. And I would like the brothers to inform the listeners and everybody how they can be contacted and how you find out more about the organization.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do it either on Facebook, the People's Party for Independence on Facebook, or through email, the PPI or the PPIORG at Outlook.com, the PPIORG at Outlook.com. These are our two main ways of getting in contact with, and we reply to all messages.
Indeed. Sure, indeed. And I'd like to say, if you got any loved ones or relatives who are behind the wall and suffering and being victim of mass incarceration, please tap into George Jackson University, which is www.georgiauniversity.com, and become educated. And let's say free the land, revolutionary ingredients, free all the political prisoners, African liberation, push the lines and continue to educate yourself on all planes of existence to better yourself first before you try to better any other individual or try to inspire and influence them, so to speak. All the community work style of the individual, especially within your own household, which is a platform for nation building itself. You be able to build a solid foundation. You must get yourself balanced. You must see the knowledge of yourself to know exactly where you came from, where you're going, what you're trying to do to better yourself, and so you can be a better addition to the struggle. You got to better yourself first. Say peace.
Johnny Koo.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Before y'all close, do the young brothers have anything more that they'd like to share before we go?
Well, we would like, I was thinking today that all of the different organizations that do work, that we should start to link up more often. Because in the 20s, Marcus Garvey had a whole convention where all the black organizations came to Madison Square Garden, and they made a constitution, they made a few laws, they had a lot going on, and there was a lot of different black groups that met in the arena. There's a lot of different groups that are doing a lot of good work, but most of the grassroots organizations that's in the streets that are doing a lot of the work were scattered out, you know, throughout the country. We should have some time where all these different organizations get together and sit down and see what we can do nationally. Because we have a lot of people that want to be international revolutionaries, but it's hard to be an international revolutionary when you can't even be a national revolutionary. You know, so I would like to see that happen. If we can get people that's in position to help bring these different organizations together, I would love to see that, because there's some things that we could do on the national plane where we can get our people to have a mass movement like they had in the, you know, the 20s, 30s, and 50s, and 60s, 70s. We should have that same type of movement around this day and age, but we don't have enough national coverage or enough people trying to push, you know, the pendulum at the same time.
And I just want to say happy summer solstice again. This is, according to, I think it's Tropic View and 12 Signs, of course, but the first day of summer, the very first day of summer, happy summer solstice. Let it be the sun is at its highest peak through its rotations throughout the years. It's at its highest. So, and you know how noon is during the day? That's at its highest during noon. We're at like the celestial noon point, which makes it a holy day, which makes it a holiday. So I say happy summer solstice. But today is the first day of Cancer. That's why Cancer is known as Cancer, well, excuse me, known as the crab, because the crab is a sideways moving animal or creature. It walks to the side. And since the sun is at its highest peak, it has no way to go
back
to the side.
Like being a counselor, I got to say something about that, man. We walk backwards, man.
You said you walk backwards.
Yeah, you walk backwards, man. You walking backwards, similar, you know what I'm saying? The summer solstice, you know, the sun walking backwards, man. Walking backwards, man, you know. And we walking around obstacles.
Okay, I mean, well, you know, I like my information. I like my information to stand up against what you're saying, but, I mean, that also makes sense backwards, because the sun, from that point on, is going down. That's why Aries, which is the good brothers of Aries, Atari, represents the birth of the sun. And then Libra, kind of like the death, so you will. Or but Libra doesn't really represent the death. It represents the judgment. That's why it's scared, the judgment of the sun. And so, that Cancer is that hot, you know, beginning of summer. But, you know, Cancer is ruled by the moon. But I was just talking about, you know, the seasons and where we at right now. So this is and the moon is in Gemini tonight. Moon is in Gemini tonight. So we live communication. Look at that. We just did this interview while it's in Gemini. And that's all about communication. I'm talking too much. Come right out. I apologize. I didn't know if she wanted a poem or what, but I'm so glad she called back.
Yeah, go and get a poem there. You know, go and give her a poem, man. That's what she want. I'm gonna show you wisdom with the elder, man.
Well, like I said, is she on the line? Are you on the line?
I'm here. Before you give me another poem,
that's right.
I have a small comment. My moon is in Gemini. My Jupiter is in Gemini.
Okay.
My sun sign is Pisces, and what I've learned from John G. Jackson, an elder historian and scholar, in his book Man, God, and Civilization, Pisces is a crocodile, not two fish going in the opposite direction. And had I known that as a younger person, if I'd have known that the African astrological symbols, a lot of things would have been a lot less confusing for me. So I invite everybody to read this elder's book. It's called Man, God, and Civilization by John G. Jackson.
Because
I'm blind, and a lot of books like our black authors and historians' books are not in audio book, I haven't read this book in a while. I have an in-home library of over 6,000 books, and I haven't read it in a while. So the only thing I remember is Leo being a snake, and I remember Pisces as the crocodile, and I invite y'all to read some of his book and remind me of what some of the other astrological signs are according to us as Africans. And when people call me, they hear on my voicemail, blessed summer solstice. I always do that. Every season that the seasons change, I change my outgoing message to match it. Just a small way, you know, to communicate that energy at that very time. And then other times I do other things that are political and spiritual and African cultural and psychosocial. I want to hear a poem, please.
I want to visualize it.
Bomani, give him my number. We'll talk.
All right, okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I guess I got one more with me. Your attention is time to see for your pain. Yeah, your attention is time to see. Better know your pain. Yeah, 'cause your attention is time to see.
Pay attention. You can't afford not to. Headed for self-destruction on the eve of that bayou. Watch how you spend your time. 'Cause being stagnant is a shame. When the only constant is change and your losses outweigh your gains, they tell you charge into the game. The game. Right, by nothing except attention. You see, the mission of any magician is to master the art of deception. I guess you why Satan works while we wait for a savior's resurrection. Sinking into this condition, it mattered a rapid depiction of a looking at snicker. What was the last time you suffered his birthday? Figure. But we shared the pictures and called it disheartening. Meanwhile, she's enjoying all that free marketing because we paid attention. Too distracted to remember, eyes, windows of the soul, open at the wrong time makes it easy for the enemy to enter. Legal tender is not worth the paper it's printed on. Funny it's called paper because it's when you don't have it, you get it on. Are you a clone of your television? Tell a lie to vision, programs, programming division, which is summoning channel, channel one, channel two. So next time you grab the remote, tell me who's controlling who. Pay attention. You can't afford not to. Cue some numbers on your birth, death, and marriage certificates, to name a few. But cue some numbers register security or property of some sort. Not even considered a real person, so we get summoned to court. But by all means, let's debate religion. Complain about children. March and beg the oppressor for mercy in the decisions. Blame it on rappers. These Facebook black cancers disrespect the leaders of our past by causing thoughtful grass.
stuff by her ass, a man by his cash. I'm a not our elder. I say stupid stuff like gay is the new black. Because once your attention is aligned with mine, I'll be Harriet Tubman, and I wish a nigga would show me his back. Because liberation costs. Liberation costs. Liberation costs. And your attention is a currency, the currency. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. It made me smile.
Hey, there you go. Mission accomplished. Thank you for your entire existence.
Okay, thank you all for that. So with that, on that positive note, I think we'll close the show because the co-host needs to get his rest. He's not feeling too well. And once again, I thank the brothers for taking time with their busy schedule for coming in. And I thank everyone who called in, everybody in the listening audience. Tune in next week for another edition of George Jackson University Radio. Thank you, peace, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Peace and power.
Get better, Bomani.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye.